There is a separate video unit on raising the wages and salaries of public officials, but what other ideas might there be for fighting corruption? Robert Klitgaard is a leading expert in this area, and you can find some of his writings on fighting corruption online. This isn't an area where there's a lot of fancy theory or statistical results that are easily generalizable, but nonetheless there are a lot of procedures that have worked, even though not every procedure is going to work in every country. One option is simply to reduce the size of government. If government is handing out fewer resources and privileges, there may be less to be corrupt about. More transparency is often a good option so that citizens and observers can see what's going on. Klitgaard writes about the option of setting up an anti-corruption bureau or an ombudsman whose sole job it would be to identify and publicize corruption. Clear performance standards for public sector employees are very often a good idea, and there can be special anti-corruption courts which make sure that corruption cases get a fairly speedy trial. Auditing and accounting can be highly useful for tracing the flows of money and making sure that spending is going where it ought to be going. What else? Well, another approach is to use publicity and perhaps some highly visible court cases to break down this general sense of immunity so that bureaucrats and public sector officials and businessmen start thinking they can actually get in trouble for being corrupt. Running diagnostics and figuring out where corruption is worse is another option. Simply increasing the penalties for corruption sometimes can work. Taking greater care to recruit public sector employees by merit. And finally, identifying which are the favorable forces in a society opposed to corruption and having the government anti-corruption campaign align itself with those forces. Again, this section doesn't have a whole lot of fancy or generalizable theory, but if you're curious, what are some of the things that have been done to limit corruption? Well, those are the beginnings of a list. Here's the good news. Corruption really can be limited. It really is the case that most of the world was much more corrupt a century ago or 50 years ago than it is today. When it comes to corruption, there really is hope.